This morning, the gospel reading comes from St. John's Good News, beginning in the 7th chapter with verse 37. On the last day of the festival, that is, the Feast of Booths, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit which believers in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Sisters and brothers, this is the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Will you please join me for a few moments of silent prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So no more quest meetings. And no more quest meetings. The 26 of us, 12 youth pilgrims, 12 adult guides, Russell, myself, we will probably never all be together in one place again. Not even today. Christian wasn't able to be at 8:30. Emily isn't able to be at 10:40 or Ignite. It is a reminder that every gathering of Jesus' friends is the last one. Every single one. Jesus, before he ascended, told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the gift of God's power, and they did. But while they were waiting, well, they chose Matthias to take Judas' place. It wasn't the same group that Jesus left as he ascended. They became a different group, and that was good. It was the way it was supposed to be. Afterwards, we hear the story that Russell read, the story of the day of Pentecost. The tongues of fire, a noise like a mighty wind filling the room. The gift of languages to a bunch of Galileans. I mean, that's like saying Texans speak different languages. It just doesn't happen very much. But they did. After, Jesus' friends start scattering into the world like dandelion seeds blown with a puff of breath. They don't stay around. They don't hang on to the good times, enjoy the fellowship. They go. Scattered to the corners of the earth. I wonder where y'all will go for God's sake. I wonder where y'all will go for God's sake. Hayden and his family, they've already moved to Katy. Where will Jesus send you and me? Confirmation, more than anything else, confirmation is about God getting you, God getting us ready to be sent, preparing us and equipping us and fitting us out with our needed gear so we can go to this community, so we can go to the world and tell what God has done, tell what God is doing. So that as Peter told that crowd there in Jerusalem, gathered in amazement at a bunch of Galileans speaking different languages, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, by the way, he's quoting the prophet Joel from 300-400 years earlier. Do you realize how long God has been working to get y'all ready for this day? Almost 2,000 years of the church's history, plus another 300-400 years since God spoke through Joel in that day, in the last day. I'm going to pour out my spirit on Christian and Michael and Jared and Maggie, your young people. I'm going to dream dreams and see visions. Your elders are going to catch a glimpse of the future God has prepared. On all my servants in that day, I'm going to pour out my spirit so that, remember? So that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our Lord's given you all different gifts, different skills, different abilities. Each of us have particular, unique gifts. We are not interchangeable. We are not the products of a mass production system so that one gets taken out and another one slotted in. We are each of us irreplaceably unique. Even identical twins are not the same, are they? I may not always be able to tell Michael and Jared apart, but in God's plans, each one of these young men has a profoundly different, special place. We've all got different works to do. Sisters and brothers, we've all got different works to do. That 1 Corinthians reading made that clear. No one else can do for God what you can do for God. Told the confirmation group that. I tell every confirmation group that. I tell the congregation that over and over again, and still we need to hear it. No one else can do for God what you can do for God. I mean, it's right there in the Acts text. The Spirit gives each one the ability, that specific ability, that gift. So watch. Y'all listen. Keep your heart open. Look for the opportunities God is setting before you to love and to serve and to give yourself away. Remember today, all these people, I'm not going to ask you to stand up and turn around and look at them. You'll see them in just a little bit. But remember all of these people who are here today for you. You may think, oh, they're here for somebody else, but they're here for you too. All those folks cheering for you, praying for you. Remember that today God gives you His power. You receive the power of God Almighty for the work that you are given. All those different works, folks, in all the places to which our Lord will take you, to all the people whom you will love and serve and tell the story of Jesus for all your life long. All those folks. Remember that God is giving you a part of His work. And we're all different. We are none of us the same. But remember too, when y'all are off to college, and some of the other students and maybe even some of the professors start telling you that the church, that Christianity is for weak-minded people. People that need a crutch. When you're starting a job and the boss tells you asks you to work on Sunday because nothing else happens on that day. When you're in the middle of life and you start thinking, surely I deserve to get what I want. Or when you come to the end of your days and you look back over your life and you wonder, did I make any difference at all? In all of those days, Quest, folks, in all the rest of your times, the good and the bad, the joys and the sorrows, the work and the play, remember today. Remember that we are always together. We have been given one Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit unites us, makes us one. Wherever we are, whatever's happening to us, different works, all of us, we all got different works. And I cannot wait to see what God is going to do in you and in y'all. We have one Spirit, one Holy Spirit to keep us in unity. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing, remember how much you are loved, how precious you are. Remember, Quest folks, that our love is just the tip of the tip of the tip of the tip of the mystery and the wonder and the glory and the awe of the grace of God for you, for us. The glory of God's love. That is what you begin living today. That's what confirmation is about. A little bit of it. At this time, I want to invite you all to come.